WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's way too early, but this is the Raw Post Show presented voiced by MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. Check if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support channel by clicking the not so rectangular button below the screen. You can use Critical Rock Sock or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite Hub Shop with hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward.
This is weird. This is like super duper weird to be on this early. I'm not sure I like it. It's only for 1 week, right?
Yes. Yes, it's only 1 week.
They wouldn't do that to us, would they? God, imagine if they did. Imagine if they were like, hey, you know what? We're going to start Raw at 6 p.m. because F you guys.
They're not going to be drawing crowds if starting at 6 on a normal basis. God, that's early for a lot of people.
That's like rush hour traffic. Nobody would go.
Bless the people who showed up in Pittsburgh and sitting through 4.5 hours of wrestling tonight. Because that's a lot.
Good on them. Yeah, good on them. I respect them for that.
But at least they just went to SmackDown back to 2 hours. So they're not sitting through a 3-hour SmackDown. So there is that. Monday Night Raw featured a World Tag Team title match, which featured The New Day taking on The Judgment Day's Finn Balor and JD McDonagh.
This was a fun little match. And
match.
I don't know what was going on with the cameras, but it looked very cinematic when they were doing the intros tonight.
They were trying some things.
I don't know if it was the lighting. I don't know if it was like the contrast when they were doing the intros with the lighting and everything, especially for how they were doing it. It felt very cinematic. That's the only way I can describe it. And I don't know if they were using the AK cameras for it or what they were doing. But yeah, I was just sitting here watching. I was like, damn, look at this. Okay. All right. They are indeed trying things. You know, Jeremy's got the budget to play. And so he's playing. But yeah, this was a fun little match between New Day and Judgment Day. It's the battle of the days.
In the end, the Judgment Day are your brand new tag team champions.
We know for one, Big E is thrilled. I guess I shouldn't be surprised by this, but I was a tad surprised by this outcome because I didn't think that they were going to go here with it. But I guess based on what happened later, maybe there's still a little bit of legs left in this. Maybe.
There's still legs left in the Judgment Day. One member of the Judgment Day, Dominic Mysterio, has a doctor's note so he can't wrestle. AJ Styles pulled out his glasses to see the note.
I loved all of that. It's like, God damn, AJ, don't do that. We're all old. Don't do that.
And it's right here, it says, you're a punk ass. Dominic celebrated with them. Judgment Day would talk to Pierce and Aldis about because they were talking about the tag titles and everything. We have a good idea. You should put the belt on Raquel and make them the champs. Or Roxanne, and they should be the champs. Her and Raquel. They're like, yeah, sure. Only if they defended against a team from Raw, SmackDown, and NXT at Evolution. Cool. They're on the same page. Okay. For now are the GMs. Judgment Day had a meeting, and Roxanne was all happy that she's tag champs. Raquel was not so thrilled. They had a vote to bring Roxanne officially into the Judgment Day. Raquel begrudgingly decided, yes, sure, she can join. Dom was like, I gotta talk to Liv. Then Finn's like, nah, you know, you're fine. Just make the decision. And then Finn tweets out a picture to at Liv Morgan on Twitter of the five of them, all holding gold. Very interesting. But I like how they did all this tonight.
Yeah, it was a nice little setup, how they did all of this. So are people being played, or is this all part of the master plan?
And this is whatever the new plan is, because the old plan's out the window because Liv got hurt. So, yeah, we'll see where it goes. Speaking of the general managers, they announced the Battle Royal for Evolution, with the winner getting a shot at Clash in Paris.
That was a curious little detail. I mean, I am not angry about it, like, at all. Not at all. Like, I'm so down for a Battle Royal for this. It was just like, and any woman can join.
From any roster.
We're getting from any roster.
Legends.
So everybody's getting on the show. This is how you get everybody on the show.
This is how you get everyone on the show. You bring back some legends. You throw them all in there. It'll be fine. Raw General Manager was meeting up with Chad Gable, Ivy Nile, and the Creeds. And he's like, I've heard about your injury. Sorry about it. And then, yeah. It's like, you know, does that mean... Oh, Grande's hurt too? And Chad's like, maybe. Sort of, kind of. But also, Chad told the Creeds and Ivy that Ivy's now in charge. We then later had Jackie talking to the Creeds and Ivy about what went on with Chad. And then out of nowhere, El Grande, or El Vente Americano, showed up because he was a much taller man in that mask. Much taller.
Yeah, that singlet. That singlet didn't quite fit properly. I'm just going to throw that out there. It just, you know, something about that didn't look right. Maybe they need to get that to fit. Like, did he grow on the plane? Is that what happened?
He must have did one of those things where you get attached to the board and your body got stretched.
He got put on the rack?
Yes. And got stretched. Stretched out.
When the hell did we have El Grande Americano? I don't remember that.
But yeah, yep. We have a new person in a mask to continue the gimmick.
LeMans, they're almost obligated to finish it at this point because it's reaching levels of stupidity and absurdity that they just can't let it die, unfortunately. Like, it's becoming obscenely stupid at this stage, so they have to let it, they have to finish it.
And everyone knows.
Everyone knows, like, that's the thing, yeah, like, they're fooling very few with it. It's gonna be so anticlimactic if it's revealed that it's Ludwig and not Gable. I thought Ludwig was hurt.
No, he's been healthy.
Oh, okay.
He's been in the background tonight and the week before. So, yeah. He grew.
I haven't seen him lately, but yeah, no. El Grande Americano became El Vente Americano. Non-fat, no foam.
Clearly. Sheamus and Rusev had a big beefy men slapping meat match. It was good.
It was really good. Like, you can't say anything bad about this, because you know these two are going to work really well together. You know if you just let them fight and let them go, they're going to have fun, and that's exactly what they did. Like, because these two are besties, you know, behind the scenes, we all know this, you know. And again, when Sheamus was like, I want Rusev, we're all like, in a fight, right? Like, in a fight, Sheamus, right? Yes, he wanted him in a fight, and they went to town on each other, and I enjoyed it very much. And in a very pleasant, although really, I guess it shouldn't be a surprise, but in a very pleasant surprise, Rusev won.
Rusev always wins.
I mean, they could have forgotten about it. It's entirely plausible.
They could have, but no. It was a good match. Rusev won. Sheamus tweeted, what the fuck after what the fuck after what the fuck after what the fuck, and so on and so forth.
Well, I guess, Sheamus, that means you have to fight him again. Oh, damn.
We had Jackie Ribbon backstage interviewing Bayley. She was focused, still asking if she's still focused on her kind of title. Bayley said she is, and Lara had no business getting involved in their business. Lara showed up and took offense to it, and they were yelling back and forth. Pierce got involved, said enough, too, you're going to fight tonight. Winner gets a shot at the Intercontinental title. They had a good match, but ended in a draw. when both women's shoulders were counted to the, could count to the mat. Neither woman was happy. Fans weren't happy. And then they brawled and had to be pulled apart.
I feel like this ended really awkwardly. And I kind of question if the finish maybe got a little botched. Because, like, it's the way that the announcers reacted to it. Because you had one person go for a pin, that person kicked out, and then they went for the second pin with the opposite person. And it got counted to three. And everybody was like, oh, like even just a car was like, oh no. And you had it where, like, somebody had their foot on the rope, I think, or both powers, like, they were communicating that, like, both shoulders were down or something. Like, it just, there was an awkwardness about it that it was like, oh, crap, did they fuck it up?
No, it was purposely done that way.
It just, it's the way they shot it. It was the whole reaction to it. It just felt very, like, it was very off. But the match itself was really, really good. I wouldn't mind seeing Lyra versus Bayley again. Like, sign me up, I'm in.
And we will most likely see them again. Very soon. Show opened with Rhea Ripley. She said she's hopefully done with Raquel and the Judgment Day for good this time. And then she's like, I need to get my priorities straight. It's brought out Io Sky. Io's like, Rhea is wrong when she says she's on top because she doesn't have the women's championship. He was like, Pierce told me that I can pick the person I want to face for Evolution. I want to defend against the best, which means she will defend her title against Rhea Ripley. Rhea has nothing but respect for Io. She said she would stop at nothing to get the title back. And what happens at Evolution is what Io wants. So Io and Rhea at Evolution for the title. Pretty good.
I can think of worse things.
I'm here for it.
I'm down. Like, I'm so down. I'm so in for all of this. Like, okay, all right, book it. Let's go.
The other world heavyweight champion, Gunther, came to the ring. He said he was impressed by Goldberg, the video package, and just like the matches, it was all on, summed up in 3 minutes. Gunther said Goldberg had every right to claim that he was the most feared man of his generation, but he's not afraid of what's left of Goldberg. He said Goldberg is a 50-year-old man who wants to ride out his career on Gunther's coattails. Gunther said Goldberg isn't capable of taking the title from him, whereas he is capable of beating Goldberg in less than 3 minutes. He says he intends to take his time, take Goldberg apart, and blow him up, outclass, embarrass him in front of everyone who is near and dear to him. Gunther said Goldberg talked about he doesn't like bullies. Too bad. You bumped into the biggest bully around here. Gunther said people wonder if Goldberg still has it, but he's going to expose that Goldberg never had it. And he'll be asking, who's next? Which brought out Seth Rollins. Brand new briefcase. Rollins talked about vowing that CM Punk would never become world champion in WWE, and he flew across the world to make it that statement. He said, also said when he won the Money in the Bank, it would be an all-out assault on both world titles. Which got a stare from Gunther. Brought out CM Punk. He and Rollins had a brawl. Rollins bailed. They were jawjacking. Punk and came off the rope. The top rope turned around, looked at Gunther, who grabbed his arm. Punk shoved Gunther on his ass. And that was that for there. Rollins is still in the crowd. Then LA Knight showed up. They started brawling all the way into the concourse. CM Punk talked about how he wants to get a piece of Rollins again, and then saw LA Knight, and LA Knight's like, yeah, I got him, basically. The line starts here for who gets his ass first, and it's me, and I get him at Saturday Night's main event.
The plot thickens.
The plot does thicken. I like the tease for eventual Gunther CM Punk match. Rollins LA Knight tease for Saturday Night's main event, more of Punk and Rollins. They did good for this. They got everything they needed accomplished.
Yeah, it's all intermixing, it's all intertwining. They're already building, they're already kicking things off, which is exactly what you need to do, because I think we're previewing what next week.
This week's a review. Next week is previews.
No, I only have one. I don't have to do two. I only have to do one.
No,
because you and Britt have to do two.
No, you have to do two.
What do you mean I have to do two?
Because there's technically four shows. There's technically four. We're covering three. You're covering, we're previewing two.
Is Saturday Night night's main event in 2 weeks?
Saturday night main event is in 2 weeks.
Fuck.
Followed
I guess
by
I am doing two.
Followed by Evolution the night after.
I mean, they only touted it like 3 times on the show, but I thought it was more end of July, but it's, I guess, yeah, it is mid.
Because it's competing. Okay. Because the NXT show that's also on in 2 weeks is going head to head with All In.
There you go. So, I mean, yeah, if you only have 2 weeks to build, you have no choice. You have to hit the gas pedal, and this is a great way to do it. Like, I don't mind them throwing them all together and not having them isolated. You know, honestly, I love this type of storytelling because it is messy, yes, but it sets up so many things and so many possibilities at one time that it's easier for them to go back to it later.
You're setting the table. Basically.
So it's like you're setting up potentially the entire back half of your year into potentially WrestleMania with what they're doing right now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Which is good. Sami Zayn was teaming up with Penta to take on Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker in your main event. Early in the night, Sami was attacked by Karrion Kross, injured his ribs. He had his ribs checked on. Penta's like, "You good?" "Yeah, we're good." And he came to the ring. They did the Penta taunt. And they came to the ring. They did the Penta strut in the match, which was funny. This was a good main event.
This was a really good main event. I mean, I have no complaints about this. Like, you had the whole setup with Kross and Sami. And then Kross gets run off. And you kind of have Sami in doubt because, you know, he took a pipe to the ribs. But in the end, they put everything together and they performed. You had a good showing from Bronson and Braun, the Bronze. Had a little interference, which is good. You know,
Well, after the match, we had the yeet. We had the yeet afterwards. Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed got the win. And then they were going to do a tsunami to Sami. And then Jay's music hit. And this crowd was pretty okay for pretty much the entire night. But his song hit. And everyone got off their feet. They were all standing for Jey Uso. So if you're worried about him being over or not, he's over. He came out with the chair, beat up Bron Breakker, beat up Bronson Reed to end the night. Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker got the win, but the good guys stood tall.
The good guys did stand tall, which is how you want to send everybody into SmackDown, because you're not sending them home, baby. You're sending them to the next show.
They're going to yeet SmackDown.
So they're going to go, yeah, yeet.
And then do a dab after? Because wasn't that the thing? Yeah, yeet, dab.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was raw. It was a solid show.
The fact that they haven't gotten Tatman and Jay together is kind of weird, but okay. Maybe it's not Tatman's thing anymore.
It's no longer his thing anymore. Been long gone.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's been a while since I've watched him.
But yeah, that was raw. It's good 2.5 hours. It's weird that it's 9:25 and I'm about to hit the music to wrap the show up.
My God, we can go do other things. This is weird. Normally it's like, okay, we're both tired, we're both going to bed, but
what do I do with my hands?
We're old.
Everyone's old. The world's old. Anyway,
look, I gotta work tomorrow. Okay.
I'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday, we're back for the wreck.
That's right. Tune in. We will be talking all about news, notes, and Night of Champions. We'll be giving our review of the show and letting you know what we liked, what we didn't like, and potentially what they set up for the shows in 2 weeks. So it's the wreck Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. If he shows up, we're going to play ChatGPT Says Summertime Blockbusters with Subway plus the Excalibur Challenge with the intern. May give him some extra time to actually rant about this. Maybe an extended version. We'll see how it goes. It's CB Radio Live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, it's WTO Sunday Night Russell Talk Radio. They're going to talk Saturday night's main event. I assume that's the game plan for them. And we'll be back next Monday night for a post show. Back at our normal time, around 10:30, which is live right now, it would be an hour from now.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime. Link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Chat by clicking the purple, not rectangular, button below the screen. You can use QR code Rocket Sock or...
You almost did it, didn't you? You almost did it.
Nope. I was trying to think of a phrase I wanted to use, but I went back to what I was doing yesterday.
The purple rounded button? It doesn't have the same flow.
The not-so-rectangular button.
The not-so-rectangular button. There we go. You can use creator code LinZimWard because we are, and Rock and Suck because we are hashtag Epic Partners, by the way.
Yes.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at LinZimWard, LinSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/LinZimWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinZimWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinZimWard0.
Been a Raw Post Show, way too early edition, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you Thursday for the Rocket, right back here for the Raw Post Show. Presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, every Monday night on the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.